Okay, well, it looks like a lot of people have trickled in. There's not so much of a trickle continuing. So welcome, everyone, to the workshop. It should be quite interesting and stimulating, I think. We just have a few things to go over today, and then tomorrow we'll be more planning of the sort of scientific end of the workshop. So the basic things today are, first, a round of introductions so everyone can get to know one another and what others are working on. And so I thought we'd start with that. And there's a natural tendency to just say, oh, you know, I'm so-and-so from so such and such a place, and that's it. Maybe say a few more words about what you're working on and what you're interested in accomplishing here or hearing about here at the workshop. So I'll start that off and then we can continue. So I'm Steve Giddings, and I've been interested in, seeing how to understand unitarization of black hole evolution and what that tells us about the more fundamental theory of quantum gravity, and in particular about the questions of locality or lack thereof in the fundamental theory. I've been interested in infrared issues in inflation, of course, which will be one theme here. And recently I've been thinking a little bit more again about observables and what they say about the algebraic and subsystem structure of a quantum theory of gravity. So that's maybe a little on the brief side, but let's go to Ben next and then we'll go down the line here.
Yeah, I guess I'm next because I thought it would be fun to hear what people are working on, because sometimes you don't know that somebody else is working on something similar. So
who's going to set a good example?
Yes, okay. So I'm thinking about the main things I've been thinking about are some things related to black holes and firewalls, some stuff about inflation in the multi-field context, and a bit about these gravitational instabilities of classical gravity in ABS. Yeah, I'm interested in many more things, but those are the things that I've been thinking about recently.
So people should say their names?
Yes.
I'm sorry. I'm Ben
Freihogel. Where you're from, of
and
course.
And I work at the University of Amsterdam.
Okay, I'm Anthony Speranza. I'm a grad student at University of Maryland. I'm here as an affiliate. I guess, yeah, I'm mostly here to just like learn a lot about what's going on and stuff. I guess some things I've been interested in is like the role of constraints in quantum gravity. I've also looked at Lorentz violation as it relates to classical and quantum effects. So.
My name is Alex Miller. I'm a graduate student, a local here, working for David Berenstein. I was just hoping, I was assuming this was just going to give a broad picture of quantum gravity foundation, so I don't know what I was looking for specifically, I guess.
I'm Will Kelly. I'm a grad student here at UCSB, just finishing up, and I've been interested in how bulk causality manifests itself in the dual field theory and this exciting geometry entanglement story that's emerging and things related.
I'm Ahmed Al-Mahiri. I'm a postdoc at Stanford. I'm interested in firewalls, obviously. recently, I've been thinking about the connection between quantum error correction and bulk locality. And most recently, I've been thinking about bulk reconstruction up to the entanglement wedge.
I'm Douglas Stanford. I'm a postdoc at the IIS. I've been thinking with Steve Schenker and a couple other people about black holes and chaos, and I'm interested in hearing ideas for reconstructing the interior of a black hole.
I'm Vladimir Rosenhaus. I'm a postdoc here. I've been thinking about bulk reconstruction and entanglement entropy in black holes.
I'm Martin Slow. I'm from CP3 Origin Center in Denmark. I work mostly on inflation, but I'm interested more generally in quantum field theory and the presence of horizons. That's probably why
I'm here. Hi, I'm a first year student at UCSB. My name is Mullen.
and I'm here just to get a broad perspective, and I don't know, looking for an excuse for not doing homework.
I'm Eric Minton. I'm a local graduate student at Gil Pachinski. I'm doing precursor precursor constructions in CFT and some kind of cultural stuff as well.
Hi, I'm Josephine Saw. I'm a grad student from MIT, and I'm a grad fellow here until June 30th. And I'm interested in the general question of how the bulk is encoded in the boundary theory and idea of CFT, and also recently, more specifically, I've been thinking about how the smooth structure of the vacuum near extremal surfaces as it translates in the boundary.
I'm Leonardo Senatore. I'm from Stanford. Recently, I've been mainly doing things that for people here is astrophysics, so filtering techniques for larger structure of the universe. But I'm also interested in inflationary effects and also, in particular, any quantum effect that has to do with cosmology and about the space time.
I'm Mukund Rangamani, I'm from Durham. My main interests are in holography, how it works, why it works. More recently, I've been thinking about entanglement entropy, of course, and hydrodynamics, and writing on Wilson ineffective theories for non-equilibrium systems.
Veronica
Hoffman,
also from Durham. I'm also interested in sort of bulk reconstruction, holography, and especially the role of entanglement and sort of the geometry of constraints on entanglement. What does it tell us about the bulk space-time? I'm hoping to learn much more about what entanglement actually is.
I'm Steve Schenker from Stanford. I'm interested in a variety of subjects on quantum gravity. And the last couple of years, that was Stanford and I have been working a lot on chaos. I'll be continuing thinking about that.
Yes, down to.
I'm Ted Jacobson. I'm from Maryland. In quantum gravity, recently I've been interested in learning about this derivations of the Einstein equation using entanglement entropy as a basis and understanding better when the approximations that are used are actually justified and that kind of thing. And also whether we can do better and derive the Einstein equation not just perturbatively around anti-de Sitter or flat space, but generally from similar reasoning. And also I'm interested in the role of diffeomorphism invariance in the information puzzle.
I'm Tony Z. I'm from here, and I've been mostly working on particle physics recently, but I'm interested in learning more about gravity.
Shall we, I guess, you probably want to wait. Well, go ahead if you want to say, oh, well, we'll, do you want to introduce yourself or wait until the...
I was just going to introduce myself.
Oh, yeah, great. Sorry.
So I'm John Berlinski. I'm the deputy director in charge of this program. I'm a condensed matter theorist, mainly in superconductivity and magnetism, although my daughter just did her PhD in quantum entanglement. So I've learned a little bit about that. And I used to work at the Perimeter Institute, so I guess I'm somewhat familiar with some people in the community.
I'm Ian Morrison. I'm a postdoc at McGill. I've been thinking about bulk reconstruction, and I've also been playing with integrable QFTs in the Sitter space.
I'm Marty Einhorn. I'm from here. I'm interested in entanglement to some extent, but mostly I've been working on a renormalizable quantum field theory for example.
I'm Sarah Schoner, I'm at Penn State, and I'm also guilty of doing astrophysics sometimes, but mostly interested in any issues in Sitter space or inflation, infrared issues, and issues where local observables look different from stuff that might be globally.
I'm Yuko Rokawa from Nagoya University. So I've been working on mainly on physics of inflation, particularly the infinite stability, and also recently the SGFT. So the question I'd like to addressing, well, I'd like to get some hint in this conference is that in the DSFT setup, how can we get the general covariance from the boundary theory?
I'm Andrea Puma, I'm a postdoc here. I've been interested in black hole information, breakdown of effective field theory at the horizon, and the use of antibrains in black hole physics as well as in cosmology.
I'm Francisco Rojas, I'm a visiting postdoc here, and I'm interested also in firewalls and the role of how the string theory production near the black hole horizon may play a role in the dynamics of it, and I've also been very interested in the new sub-theorems of astrometry and collaborator study.
Hi, I'm Edgar Shigulian, I'm a postdoc here. Not that interested in firewalls. I'm interested in holography for cosmology and issues related to black hole microstate counting.
Could you be more specific about that last thing? What issue?
Oh, issues maybe isn't the right word. Just trying to count microstates of different kinds of black holes.
In what setting?
Axiomatically, ABS, black brain, say, in higher dimensions, and asymptotically, something else, black holes and black brains in general dimension. So it's kind of general class of problems, mainly through holography.
Yeah. I'm Giorgio Radicevic from Stanford. I've spent most of my time working on 3D conformal transimage metric theories and duality and cyber-like duality physics. But recently I've been working a lot on trying to define entanglement and various definitions of entanglement entropy in gauge theories.
I'm William Donnelly. Lately I've been thinking about entanglement entropy in gauge theories and in gravity, and the construction of local observables in a diffeomorphism invariant theory of gravity.
I'm Richard Woodard from the University of Florida. I do explicit perturbative calculations of quantum field theories, almost everything now, fermion scalars, vectors and gravitons on the Sitter background. And the thing I would really love, and with a special interest to getting the exact result, but with a special interest to infrared effects, and the thing I would really, really love this conference to give traction on is to, I know that there are a lot of people in the audience who doubt that there are any infrared effects, and I would love to get the doubters to agree on explicit observables that could quantify whether or not there are infrared effects and how big they are, so that I could calculate them or other people could calculate them and we could finally answer these things instead of just shouting insults at each other.
Shouting's okay, but not insults.
I'm Omkar Parikar. I'm a graduate student at the University of Illinois, Urbana-Champaign, and presently a graduate fellow at the KITP. I'm interested in higher spin holography, the connection between the renormalization group and ABS-CFT, and of late ideas like entanglement and renormalization.
I'm Damian Garante. I'm a grad student at Perimeter Institute and also a grad visiting fellow here. I work with Bob Myers and Alex Bucha. And I've been working on quantum quenches, and I'm also interested in holographic entanglement entropy.
I'm Eva Silverstein from Stanford. I'm working on black hole physics and primordial cosmology. In black holes, I'm trying to get accurate estimates of the breakdown of effective field theory using string spreading effects with Matthew here. And in cosmology, there's a lot to do with making large field inflation systematic and other aspects of CMB phenomenology.
I'm Matthew Dodelson. I'm a grad student at Stanford. I'm a grad fellow here. I'm interested in locality and string theory, and trying to understand perturbative string theory better.
Hi, I'm Kelly Kolak. I'm actually a graduate student here. I actually do condensed matter theory. I work primarily on spin liquids and topological entanglement, and I'm just here to learn about the dark side of physics. Don't tell my advisor.
All right.
So I'm Joe Polchinski. I guess immediately I'm interested in the connection between entanglement and space-time, and also how this interacts with the usual linear structure of quantum mechanics. And so things that kind of fall into this are, first of all, firewalls in the black hole interior, and secondly, this recent discussion of error correction and constructing the bulk of ADS CFT. I'm also very intrigued by chaos at the black hole horizon, this work of Shanker and Stanford and Kateyev, and trying to make models of that.
Hi, I'm Hao Zhang, a postdoc from USSD, and I'm working on LHC physics.
Greg, do you want to introduce
yourself? I'm Greg Huber. I'm the other deputy director here at the KITP. I'm a biological physicist. What am I doing here? I'm curious.
Okay.
Is that allowed here?
I was encouraged. Okay, well, I think we got everyone. One comment, and we're about to hear more about the wiki. he will be chained to his seat and forced to... Okay. Anyway, one of the pages on the wiki is a page where people list their research profile and interests, so please go in there. There are only a couple of entries so far, but please... You know, enter your name and what you're interested in. So with people flowing in and out, others have a way of getting a sense of what people are doing. So that being said, let's go ahead and hear about the wiki. And John will take over for that.
OK, so first of all, I'd like to welcome everyone here. I mean, this is a very exciting program. I spent months now trying to work with the organizers and sort of guide people in through various iterations to safely arrive here. I'm actually also in charge of the other program, which will appear next week, the entanglement program, and I expect that this is going to be a very busy and exciting place over the next quite a few weeks. Okay, so I will talk to you about the wiki. Let's see if I can get this thing on. Okay, so basically as a way of, let me start here. Let's get to the wiki. Okay, so the first thing, you should all take a look at it when you get a chance. Everyone here should have been invited to join the wiki for this program. If you haven't been, let me or Steve or Ted know, and we'll invite you. So how do you get to the wiki? Let's see if I can do that. Okay, so first you should probably go to the program page, and then if you scroll down to the bottom here, there's some links. Actually, there's useful links like your pictures. when there are online talks, you'll be able to link to them here. But now let's try going to the wiki, which I'll say. We had this problem a week or two ago. The wiki guys were down. Okay, let me just see what else I've got up here. Okay, so this is the reference. Let's go to the home page. It's just got all these things up here. Is that it?
Oh, had it.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, there it is.
Okay, so this wiki is a permanent record of the program, so it makes sense to try to put on all the useful information that you can. So what is the useful... and all of you can edit it, at least parts of it,
okay? So you can't edit the schedule. That's reserved for the coordinators to schedule the talk. So you can't just go in there and say, I'm giving a talk in the main auditorium tomorrow. One, but other than that, you can reference, you can edit things like your research profile when you put it up, reference material that'll be associated with talks and whatever. So let's see. And you can edit, I guess, so I'm not going to get into a lot on how to use wikis, because I think most people here know or can easily figure it out, but there's an edit button up on the top that gives you controls that you can use to edit the wiki. What might you want to edit? Let's see. Not that one. This thing has, I think I should probably.
You've got it set so that when you click a link, it opens in a different tab.
Right. Well, somebody has it set.
Yeah.
Oh, here. Okay. It's by deletion I got there. So here's a page that you might want to edit, which is your research profile. And you can see two people have added their profiles, Steve and Ted. And I guess one of the things, I guess Ted pointed out to me that might be useful, if you would like to actually talk to people about a particular subject that you're interested in, you may want to mention it in this profile. And then other people would look at it and maybe you can get together and have those discussions. So that's an important page. The reference material will be an important page. Let's see how this works. It was interesting what this thing did. Get rid of a bunch of these. So forth. There's a page here for social activities, and the organizers, I guess, will appoint a social coordinator. Has that?
Working on it.
You're working on it, okay. So maybe I shouldn't say what the social coordinator will do, but you'll want to have activities, go out to dinner, find restaurants, get together, go down to the beach. Actually, it's some very nice social activities. I've noticed people from the Astro programs posting, well, we'll have some bottles of wine and some food down there at 5 o'clock and so forth and so on. So that will be posted on here. The other thing that you can do with this is sign up if you're planning to go or if you need a ride to someplace. A key, let's see if this works. Yes. It's a very important page, which is your schedule. The coordinators will populate this page with meetings and talks. And actually, this becomes the official schedule. It ends up on the KITP website. Okay, so this is the one that you can't edit. It has this nice feature up here at the top, which will be valuable later on in the program, that it'll flip you right down to the current week. You go to that if you click on that little piece. Let's see, what else? There is useful information which has links to many things. It has links to the KITP calendar. It has links to events. It has links to computing help. If you need help with your computer or your connections or whatever, we have staff here who will come and take care of you. There's some
long-term staff who are familiar with all the problems. There's some bright students who will come down and say, help you get connected to a printer or something if you need it. There's also, further down here, if you're new in KITP, if you haven't been here before, if you need to find your way around, there's maps, information about the building, information about the area. And so it's all available here. So what else? So I think those are sort of the main things. Let's see, the wiki master, I guess, is going to be Ted.
Yes. That's, and the assistant wiki master is Andrea Kuhn.
Okay, so these are people who will manage things for you.
We'll put a link to our, well, you can always find our email on the directory. And if you need help with anything about dealing with the wiki, please write to me.
We may be changing the structure, some dedicated discussions page.
That's right, yeah. You can actually edit this sidebar. You can put in different pages. Actually, I was just going to see if I could flip to...
Can all of us edit that sidebar?
I think not, actually.
Or only the...
Yes?
You can
add. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I guess that's right. Yeah, okay. I mean, here's another... program page. In fact, this is a program that's just concluding this week, Galarchio. So these are astronomers. These coffee discussions are a big part of their ritual. They get together virtually every morning, and there's some paper that just came up on the archive that they're going to discuss over coffee, and that's been going on for quite a while. They have a coffee master who's in charge of organizing, and you can see there's a lot of that. Let's see if I can find another one here that's instructive. So this was actually the first program that I worked with on the Iron Nictites, and they have a page here which is called Challenging Questions. Okay, and they would actually get together at meetings like this, informal meetings, and have people say what they consider to be important questions, what they consider also questions that they would like to discuss at a later session in the week, which would be a discussion section. And so, but the questions were all put up there and kept for future reference. So I think that's, yeah, Ted?
Can you just go back to the previous one?
Oh, well, now you're challenging.
Your back arrow
might work. Oh, hey, yeah, maybe it will. It hasn't been working very well for me.
I was just wondering how they use the working groups. Wait, it's not this, it's the previous program, but maybe you can't use your back arrow.
No, sorry, the Galarchio had the working
groups. Yeah, that one.
Yeah, so they had sort of sub-groups within, I guess they were... I think it's Galarchio. Where did you see it?
This is a different program.
Oh, sorry, I went. Okay, let's go. Let's do it this way.
Right. Okay. I just wondered what they put under link.
Okay, so they had four working groups. Okay, so this is a very interdisciplinary program. So they had people from different fields. And so they put together working groups, and they would, you know, meet as smaller groups. So of course, everyone was invited to discuss the topic. So that's another thing that you might, I don't know how it would work for quantum gravity.
Yeah, we're thinking we'll do something along with it.
Yeah. Okay. Any other questions? Okay, thank you.
Well, there are a few other comments. So the schedule, I guess, isn't up anymore, but tomorrow, Tuesday at 12:30, we'll have a discussion
to try to set up some of the things we'll be doing. So bring your thoughts on problems and ideas that you'd like to be part of the workshop discussion. And as mentioned, we will likely have some working groups, so bring your thoughts about themes for working groups. We may get some of those set up starting tomorrow. So that'll be the basic discussion tomorrow. And then, of course, Wednesday is Tom Banks's talk, and that will be introductory. He is offering to continue that talk with a series of lectures. Something to think about. There was a note on the wiki about that. Leonardo Senatori on Thursday, and then we'll have a discussion on the problem of observables on Friday. So that's the basic week. Any other thoughts or comments on anything at this point? Questions?
I guess I just want to say about the discussion. So, I mean, it's not, hopefully it won't be just people walk in the door and say, okay, what about observables? It might be good if you feel like you have a viewpoint, either just a pointed question that's bothering you or a point you would like to make briefly. I mean, not a talk, but, you know, in something like 5 minutes, or it would be great if you sort of arrived at the discussion prepared to do that and let the discussion leader. I guess that's the thing, we should have a leader of the discussion.
Yeah, we haven't figured out Friday yet, but.
And you could let whoever the leader is know, and they'd sort of schedule you in at some point.
Other comments, questions? Okay, see everyone tomorrow.